Welcome to App Therapy Club, a place for part-time creators and coaches like you. Join your host, Tanya Smith, founder of Get Noticed with Video and Stream Like a Boss TV, to learn about online tools and smarter ways to make great content even when you're short on time or resources. Now let's get into the show.
All right, everybody, I want to welcome you back. And this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Marky. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Marky is another tool that I found that is an AI, an artificial intelligence tool that allows you to create social media posts pretty quickly. And I honestly, at first, was kind of like, oh, Lord, not another social media post creator. No. But as I looked more into it and saw that it was on AppSumo for a lifetime deal, I thought, let me check it out and let's just see what it can do. So if you want to go check out Marky, here's my link. But I'm also going to show you a quick demo so that you know exactly what the ins and outs are. I want to give you some advantages and disadvantages of using this particular tool. It's still fairly new from what I can tell. I haven't done my homework yet on the founders and where they're located and how long they've been in business, but I can tell you just from the UI, from the interface they've created, that it's the beginnings of something good. So I do want to show you the back end of it, but first let's go and explore the homepage. So this is Marky, and on the Marky page, mymarky.ai is the main page, and they say here 30 days of content in 5 minutes, right? And they also make this claim that our posts get 3.4 times the engagement of industry standards. And then it asks you, it gives you the option of putting in a link to your brand website. Well, I'm going to show you what that can do in just a minute, but let's look a little bit more at what they've got going on. So the integrations that they have available, Facebook, Instagram, X, LinkedIn, TikTok, Pinterest, and Google Business. So there are some of the hot platforms that it does integrate with. I am going to show you something that I'm not really a fan of in just a second, but I do love the ease and how fast this thing can work. I also like a couple of other things as it relates to the branding aspect of it. So I'm going to show you the back end of this in just a second, but this is Marky, and it is an AI tool that will allow you to create social media posts. So let me go on into the back end of my Marky here. And if you've got questions, go ahead and make sure you ask those in the chat. Yes, it would be great if you put a Q before it, but I always forget to ask people to do that. So I will scroll through and find out if you've got questions. I won't miss it, at least to the best of my ability. Okay, so I'm going to pull up my Marky back office so that you can see what this looks like. Let's do our screen share right there. Okay, here we are. So we're in the back end of Marky, and you'll notice that already, I've got some things that are going on that it's created for me. Some posts, okay? It's super simple, so there's a lot of white space, which I do like with apps and platforms. I like that because that makes it easier for me to get in quickly and get out, like do what I need to do and move on. Okay, now you already noticed probably something that I'm not a big fan of because sometimes it duplicates similar posts or it duplicates post content. And that's one thing they've got to work on. But I'm going to show you something that I loved and was blown away by. So when I first opened up an account and I created my little workspace, right, I added a new business, it asked me information. It took me through a short form, a questionnaire, where I put my information in about my business and what I'm all about and, you know, what the business is for, who it's targeting, etc. And then this is what it did. Created this business summary section. Right? And it has the information that I fed it, includes even things like the tone of voice, the core values of my business, where it's located, social handles, calls to action I want to use. And then it took in writing samples of my own writing so that it could learn how I want to speak in my caption. Hey, that's pretty revolutionary for some of these social platforms. I don't see that all the time. So here's what I actually also loved is that it pulled from that content that I fed it, it created content topics. So it said, hey, we think based on what you say you talk about, these are your hot content topics that we're going to pull into your social post. So the power of live stream marketing. Yeah. Simplifying content creation. Uh-huh. engaging ideal clients, and so on and so forth. So it pulled these topics, but I could add new topics if I wanted to. I could delete anything that I thought that's not really me. But really, it pretty much hit the mark. So it's using this information and AI is creating the actual post. The other thing you can do is you can go into the branding area. You can change up your brand colors, the background colors, and the text. You can also decide which, fonts you want to use for your post. Additionally, it gives you the ability to be able to choose different types of themes. So meme themes, a minimalist theme, just an image by itself. Here, I'm going to select a couple of different things that I don't have selected, right? So it gives you these options for different themes. And then once you've saved all of this, when you go to post, it's going to generate posts based on what you selected, okay? So it's giving me ideas for posts, and I'm going to just take a look at this one. So what I thought would make me stand out, a flashy website, tons of social media followers, high-end video equipment versus what actually makes me stand out is authentic storytelling, consistent value in my videos, and real connections with my audience. Stream like a boss TV. It's pulling this together based on those business topics and the brand that I've put together, that I've fed it. What I said I'm about is creating these social posts from that. Now, besides that, it's also giving me captions. And the cool thing about this is that it now gives you, at first it didn't when I first picked it up, gives you the ability to be able to go in here and modify the caption if you choose to do that. So if you don't like what they wrote, you want to change it yourself, you can do that. If you want to change up the font over here, you can do that. You can change the color of your font. You can change the background color of your scene. You can use your branded colors or something else if you choose to. You can add a new logo, add another image right here where the square is. So there's all kinds of really cool stuff that you can do with this. And that I love. I love that it's giving me that option. So look, I'm going to make that into a whole different post and save it and close it. And so now I know, right, Valerie? And so now, because it's pulling information that is about what I'm about, I don't have to think as hard. Oh, there's something I wanted to show you too. When you're changing up your business information, which you can go in here and change, if you want to edit something in here, you can do that. And you can tell it, hey, I want my self-promotion to be lower, or I want it to be high. I want you to do a bunch of like promotional salesy socials, right? So maybe if you have a launch or something, you want to change it to that. Maybe if you don't and you're just doing random, you know, posts that still are relevant to your audience and to your brand, you can make it low. But I did want to show you that too. Now, once you have actually got your posts together and you've chosen the ones that you want to keep, by the way, it does carousels as well. You choose the one that you want to keep. You can either schedule it to post right now, or you can say, hey, I want you to post next. So next in the schedule. So here's your schedule. I haven't scheduled anything in here, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But you can actually publish to the different socials that you've connected it to. So over here is where you're going to connect your socials. So look, I think this is really excellent if you're trying to come up with quick and simple social media content that is relevant to your brand and what you do. I still think that there is an opportunity, however, because some of this stuff, the branding is, I just don't love it. I would like to have at least one more color option in the palette versus just the three. I think that they are doing well with giving you options and variety for your fonts. I do want them to have more options. When you're generating posts, sometimes I've seen duplicates, as you saw probably when I scrolled through originally. I do like the memes because they're usually pretty appropriate and funny, like this one right here. And I never use memes because I can never find the right one, just like I never tell jokes because I always forget the punchline. So I love that they would create some cool memes for me, right inside of this app. But you just need to make sure you're reading the caption, and you need to make sure that you're doing due diligence, right, to ensure that the memes that they're creating are right for you and for your brand. But Marky is pretty cool. I think it's worth a look. If you haven't already taken a look, it's going to be up only for a short amount of time. I think that they are up for a few more days. Let me double check for you and I can tell you. This is over on AppSumo right now at the time of this recording. So if you miss it, don't say I didn't tell you, because I tried. I'm going to pop it up for you so you can see it on AppSumo. Here it is. Marky is on AppSumo for 12 more days. So the countdown is on. That means they're serious and it's about to go away. But that is there for $59. Again, 5-star rating. The reviews are very good. I think they're going to continue to improve because they've even added features in the short time that I've had this. We'll definitely take a look at either License Tier 1 or License Tier 2. License Tier 2 is for $159, I think. Let me look at that real quick. $139. License Tier 1 is $59. The reason I chose License Tier 2 is because I wanted it for more brands. But to be honest with you, y'all, I may not use Tier 2. I may go back to Tier 1, and here's why. I didn't say the thing I didn't like. Here's what I don't necessarily love. Wait, I gotta pop this comment up. App Therapy Club. I know. I'm helping you think through strategically and, you know, in a smart way about what apps to use. I'm telling you, don't go to Tier 2 if you don't need it. But let me show you something on Marky that is not my favorite. However, maybe it'll get better. This is for planning purposes. If you are inside of Marky and you're going to do the whole scheduling thing, you say, yeah, I want to schedule it. If you've got more than, oops, I didn't mean to schedule that, but it's okay. If I had all my different connections, which I did at one point, if I had all of these connected, when I get ready to schedule, it schedules everything at one time. So that post goes to all the socials. If I said 9:30 is the next one, all the socials at 9:30 on Tuesday. And I need things to be varied a bit. And even though it talks about varying posting, what I noticed is that it literally sent everything just about at the same time. And I don't want to send the same post to all of these pages at the same time. It's just not something I want to do. Yeah. So I would say this would be the one thing. A second thing would be that I do, like I mentioned earlier, I want some more color palettes available to me. I want to make sure that I'm not getting duplicates when it comes to some of this content. The images may be duplicates, even if the caption is different. So I want them to work on that. I also don't love some of the stock photos that they're choosing. So I absolutely, every single time, would be going in here to change those. So that is why I'm not so sure that I need Tier 2. I think Tier 1 may be sufficient, so I may downgrade, but right now I'm at Tier 2, in case you're wondering, because I always get that question. Okay, so I hope that this helps. This is Marky, so I can download and use my own scheduler. Okay, let me pop up your question, Valerie, because I want to make sure to address that. That's a great question. Thank you for asking. Yes, you absolutely can. So let me go back to screen share, and I'm going to show you where you can do that. So right here, when you have a post that you found that you like, once you've gotten it to where you want it to be, you can click on the little, where is it? Right here. I can click on draft and go into drafts and say, okay, yeah, I want this one. And see right here where it says download post. I can either download them into a CSV sheet so that it has the captions too, or I can download the image itself and just create my own caption if I want to do that. So yeah, you do have the ability to be able to do that too. So that's pretty cool. So that, my friends, is Marky. I hope you have enjoyed our little review of Marky. If you're interested in taking a look at it, definitely go out and grab it. If you can get the lifetime deal, that would be ideal. So go to asmarky. That's tanyas.link/as for AppSumo-Marky. And you'll be able to find it, or just scan the QR code that you see on the video, and that will take you directly to the AppSumo page. But you better do it before the clock runs out, or else you're going to miss out on the lifetime deal. And y'all have to consider paying the subscription price if you really, really want it. But the key things that I do like about that particular platform are that it gives you the ability to be able to really upload your own branded information, your topics, and it pulls pretty accurately ideas for social media captions and posts. So even if I didn't want to use their images, I certainly can use some of the content to create my own images elsewhere, like in Canva or Adobe, and just mirror it, but still with better brand for me. Visual is everything in my mind. But look, if you're in a hurry and you just want to create some stuff, this one is definitely right for you. You can certainly use the posts as they have them. And this still would hit the mark if, as long as you're entering the information about your business and who you are accurately, and you're checking it and vetting it to make sure that it's aligned, I think that could be gold. All right. I hope you enjoyed this one on Marky, and that's it for this episode.
Thanks for joining us on this App Therapy Club episode. Remember to subscribe here and on YouTube so you never miss a post. We'll be back talking about systems, tools, and tips to help part-time content creators get more done in less time.